Is that for a question?
Okay, does anyone... And I'll take a sack.
Is that for a question?
I go to the...
I can't hear. Okay, who else? Who else on, wants to get on the sack? I have Benito. Okay, Benito, go ahead, ask your question.
Joseph,
okay,
too.
Thank you, Matt.
Adriana, too.
Joseph, okay. Okay. Benito, Joseph,
okay,
Adriana.
Okay. So, Maxie, I didn't catch everything you said, so I assume, you know, that you've got this in writing, you'll send it to us. But could you... my questions have to do with, if you can give us greater clarity on the governance type of concerns and recommendations that they made, the CPB made, and in particular, something you said about they proposed converting the, what's the LSD into the community advisory.
Right. So let me address your question. What was intimated in our conversation with them is that one of the things that historically, at least from a perception standpoint, is that Pacifica is overgoverned, that there's just too much governance structure involved. One of the things that has also been evident is that we are not consistent with the use of our community advisory boards in a formal sense. At present, as I mentioned, only two of our stations have active and documented community advisory boards. That's unacceptable. So the bottom line is what they were saying is they, as a suggestion, said you all should collapse your LSBs and make them into community advisory boards, understanding that they are advisory and not governing, but advisory. And strengthen your national board and make that the sole governing enterprise, since, again, as they see it, we are one enterprise, not five or six. We're one. So their suggestion was simply that. It was you're over-governed. There's too much of it. I think everyone on this call knows we spend an exorbitant amount of money for these elections. I've made the point previously that 10% of our listenership, our members, probably about 10 or less percent of that membership actually votes. And so it's not even a democratic or a representative process, you could argue. And yet we spend a boatload of money sometimes towards elections that are challenged, bring on lawsuits, et cetera. And I think it was just a recommendation on their part to stabilize the organization. Utilize community advisory boards in a more useful and intentional way. I've made mention on my tour to the stations, and you'll see that when I see you this week at PFW, that one of my recommendations is that the board should be slotted, that $25 and a popular vote should not be the measuring stick for being on a board. It should be, in addition to those things, it should be this notion that you bring time, talent, and treasure to the organization. And time being the least important, really what's most important is your talent, your ability to consult and advise from a position of expertise, so that we can have board members and a board that can be leveraged, that we have folks who can actually be an asset to the station. The tragedy is that when I go around and meet with the stations and I meet with the station management staff, I have yet to meet a staff that has said that the board serves them in any way that is productive. And I've been, like I said, to four of the five stations. I hope that's not the case in Berkeley, but I don't have any reason to believe it won't be. The same case there. We have dysfunction in two of our boards, our local station boards. New York doesn't meet. Houston has two LSBs competing to be the legitimate one. And so at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves at some point a very strong and serious question. Are these boards serving us in the way that they're formed? And if not, how can we restructure, reform in a way that will be productive? And so I think CPB was just simply calling out what is obvious, and that is that we've got some serious issues with our governance.
Thank you. Joseph?
Okay, Madam Chair, the timekeeper, 15 minutes
left. Yes, Madam Chair.
15 minutes.
15 minutes left.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
Dwayne to the stack.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Jan Goodman to the stack. Dwayne, after Adriana, I've got Dwayne, Chris, and Jan.
I'll try to be more brief with my response.
All right, can you guys, and also can you keep your question to Mr. Timekeeper, to 1 minute for the question.
Absolutely.
Since they're not debate points. Okay, thank you.
Proceed now.
Yes, Joseph, please do.
I appreciate that you started your report with the importance of our financial problems, that it is very bad in our and. The majority of this PNB, in fact, rejected two motions this year that asked each station to produce a two-page report on their financial practices, one from the National Finance Committee and one from Strategic Planning. And the reason given to reject them was basically, it was primarily described as too much work for station personnel. What I'd like to know is, do we have any accurate documentation on the financial practices at each of the stations? And if not, actually too much work for the personnel to produce a two-page report on what they're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. So let me answer that in three parts probably. First and foremost, we have a track record of poor financial management at the station level. So if you go and look at the CPB document, you can go back as 2012 and see that there's financial mismanagement at the local level. And probably at the national, I'm not sure about that, but clearly at the local. One of the things that's really clear in the report is that all five stations mismanage their reporting of their finances. That's number one. Number two, are their best? What are the practices? Are they good? As Nita goes around and works with the stations, one thing is, again, abundantly clear. We have a lack of skill and qualified personnel in many of our shops. Handling business management. It's not a secret. It's evident when we are trying to put the audit together. The fact that there hasn't been audit for 3 or 4 years is an indication that the local station boards lack their fiduciary responsibility and that the national board lacks its fiduciary responsibility by not insisting upon those reports and getting them and keeping people in place who weren't providing that information. So it all goes hand in hand. I think I answered your question before. I hope I did.
Go ahead, Adriana. You have a minute to ask your question.
Definitely just 2 minutes. Okay. When do you think, again, the analysis.
Hey, John, I can't hear you that well. Just speak a little closer to the phone.
I'm doing exactly the same.
You're very, very muffled.
You're real muffled, Adrian. I'm trying to hear you, but you're really muffled. Go ahead. I'm trying to move.
I don't know what.
Go ahead. I'm trying to hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm worried about the financial information, too, because this board is making decisions, and the last, when do you think, can you see, Madam Chair, that the noises are coming? Can you hear it, or?
Adriana, go ahead and ask me a question, because I can hear you a little bit, but I'm trying to hear you clearly. But go ahead
okay.
and answer the question,
yes.
I'll try to answer it.
Yes. My question is, we have the last PML received from this board. It's from October 31st, 2017. It seems that it's more almost a year and a half, and we don't have any financial information. We have now a company that is being hired since September of last year, and we have now an ICFO. I don't want to go into the open meeting to talk about that issue, but are we closer to have any financial information? That is the first one. The second one has to do with elections. and I want to know, we have reports, and I want you, you send some emails to this PMB, one of them, talking about directors and LSD members interfering with local election supervisors when we have the second
10 seconds.
National election supervisor. And then we have a report that said that, you know, one of the reasons why the second LES was dismissed or whatever was because, I'm sorry, it's because did you deny that those emails, that you sent those emails to us, and do you deny that one of the reasons is because the second NES didn't follow up Gray's Island directive?
No, all that's false information. So let me clarify that matter for you. In terms of your first question about financial records, I consulted with Nita and the interim CFO, and I made a mistake when I communicated this to the secretary earlier. I said March, but it's actually April will be the first time that they feel that they will be in a position to provide us with financial records for the company. Part of it is because it's a heavy lift to just get our finances in order so that they can make a financial report. But they want to make sure that when they do it, that they can do it with confidence. And so I was told that April will be the first time that we see a quote-unquote financial report from the ICFO and NETA. So that answers the first question. In terms of the NES and the election, I don't want to get into detail because this is the person that we're speaking about. But what I will tell you is that the NES met with me at the end of the year and made a recommendation to extend the election even further out. And I had told her from the very beginning when I first hired her, her first priority was to keep the election on time with the timeline that the board had approved. She did not, she was not going to meet that. But even beyond that, after she made that announcement that she wanted to extend the timeline, she then went AWOL, literally AWOL. I could not talk to her. I couldn't get in touch with her for weeks. And that position is too important. This election process is too convoluted for an NES to not be able to be reached, to not return phone calls or emails for weeks at a time. So I made the decision to move beyond the NES that she represented and hired on someone who else could serve in that capacity. It's strictly that. There's no other story that you're going to hear that's accurate. She was paid. She just became AWOL. She literally disappeared on me. And so I wasn't going to accept that as a way of doing business with someone in charge of an election that's over budget, extending beyond the original timeline, and is contentious to begin with. So at the end of the day, that decision is why we have a new NES who, in going back and doing the research to put together the documentation for all of our third-party vendors, came to the realization that the former NES had not done nearly as much of the work that we had hoped she would have done at this point. So in retrospect, looking back now at her records, at her emails, and at the work that was done, other than KPFT's LES itself, is a strong case that a lot of the work that was needed to be done on the national level was not being done and would not have been done on time, thus perhaps the reason for the requested extension. So that's the last I'm going to say about that because I probably said more than I should have in this moment since we're on an open call, I believe. But the bottom line is I want to clear the record and make it very clear to everyone on this call. We have a new NES because of a decision I made to move towards someone who could be more productive in that role.
Mansoor is on mute, Nancy.
It means that your email is
I muted everyone.
I've answered the question. I've answered the question.
All right. Okay, thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Maxie. Dwayne, you have the floor next. You have a minute to ask your question.
Mansoor? Did you hear me about Mansoor?
I did. I got thank you, Carol. I have everybody muted. I'll unmute people now.
Yes, can you hear me?
Your turn, Dwayne. Dwayne, I can hear you. It's your turn. Thank you. Have the floor. You have a minute to ask your question of Maxie.
Okay.
No one else would be speaking, so I'm muting everyone else until we get through to Jan. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Jackson. You did respond to the question, but you didn't answer it. Secondly, let me point out that you were aware when you came to Houston there was one LFB until the last two or three weeks when Mr. Crozier and company decided to create a second illegitimate and illegal LFB. And you shouldn't even refer to it as a legitimate. There's no two LFBs. There's one. The question more apropos is, according to your statement about governance or re-governance of this organization, are you aware that in many cases in real democracy, a real representative democracy, that sometimes then there's only 2 or 3 or 4% participation in city council elections, as well as city board elections and community elections with respect to school boards, et cetera. So the numbers, based on what you're saying, then all elections ought to be stopped or not done because it's not 10% or 20% or 50%. But that's a question. I have to think that.
Madam Chair, is anything that you can do that then we can hear Mr. Dwayne Lark? Because suddenly we cannot hear him.
We know that's intentional, and it's been going on for the last year and a half. Some idiot believes that that's the way, and
we can hear him. I can hear him.
No, there's someone making noise on the background, and they've been doing it for months, and they call that democracy, or they call that we are the ones who are distracting and are distracting. But I just want to point out that...
Dwayne, I hear you loud and clear, so go ahead, man. I got you.
That is being upheld, and this suggestion, Mr. Jackson, of the regovernment, that you're not taking in consideration. You're not taking in consideration why these bylaws were created in the first place to allow different representations of people who don't have the money to buy elections, but to represent all communities, not those who have great talent and would bring what you suggest, this gift. But there are people who want to be on board, governing board, that do not represent money interests, that do not represent narrow interests of individuals who want to co-opt a foundation, but poor people, regular people, and all people.
Chair?
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. I think you're over your minute.
Keeper.
Go ahead. Yes,
Mansoor. Right.
You got it.
Okay. Timekeeper.
Yes, Mansoor.
We are out of time with this.
Yes,
Mansoor. It's 8:25.
Let me answer Dwayne's question, though. That's fine. Let me answer Dwayne's question. Thanks for the question, Dwayne. But anyone who's seen my PowerPoint presentation knows that when I talk about a slotted board, I talk about a much deeper and richer representation of the local community than anything we currently have. That's number one, okay? As someone who has built community advisory boards in two different markets and managed them, I know the power of a slotted community advisory board, a slotted local station board. And I know that it's not about wealth and income and special interests. It's about representation. So you do geographical breakdown. You do gender and racial class, if you will, breakdown, so that you are truly reflecting the community and all of its diversity. So don't come at me talking about I don't understand why this board was established. What's more important is why it's so dysfunctional. Answer that question. Why is it so dysfunctional? Why is it so disruptive and nonproductive? And why are the results of its work so spotty? That's the real story here. It's not about what I'm proposing, because all I'm saying is if you look at this pig, I don't care what makeup you put on, it's still a pig. And so at the end of the day, this organization, again, has to ask some hard questions about do we want to maintain status quo and continue existing
in this muck, or do we want to create something more structured, more intentional, that allows us to get away from these factions, that allows us to hopefully move into a more productive space? When I talk about expertise on the board, what I'm talking about is that the station needs to be able to rely on its board to assist it in doing things like managing its finances, like managing its relationship with the greater community, like managing its understanding of content opportunities. That's what I'm talking about. So, again, don't read me wrong and represent me as something that I'm not. At the end of the day, my PowerPoint presentation, my track record in this field speaks for itself. I don't have to sit here and hear you try to disclaim or discredit my background. It's not going to work, bro, because it doesn't fit. Okay? At the end of the day, I'm talking public service. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about greater public service. That's all I'm talking about, man. Greater public service. There's nothing else I'm talking about.
Walk the walk, not the talk.
It's all day long with me, bro. All day long.
Okay. Thank you all. Okay, so we're done with this segment. I know there's three other people on the stack, but we'll have to extend this item for the other three people to be able to ask their questions. The motion to extend this Q&A with Maxie. Okay, hearing no motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me unmute everyone. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. I just had everyone muted except for the people that were asking the question and Maxie. And, oh, 1 second, please. All right.
William.
And Monsoor, yeah. So is there a motion to extend time for this Q&A with Max?
Yeah.
And I
know
Jonathan Alexander is joining us. I have a motion to extend
ten minutes
by Jonathan Alexander. Is there a second? Joseph will second. Okay. Is there any objection to...
Yes, Dan Goodman, even though I'm on the stack, I move that we move the agenda because we have to, we really need to approve this personnel handbook. We have other things that we need to do.
Okay, Jan. So we have objections. We have objections to extending for 10 minutes.
Yeah, William
William has a point of information. What's your question, William?
But now that somebody's proposed 10 minutes, my question is, how many people want to speak still had questions on stat? Three?
So we had Chris, Corey, Dan Goodman, and Monsoor.
Yeah, three people. Okay. Everybody's supposed to get 1 minute and 2 minutes to answer.
And so Jonathan.
10 minutes is reasonable. Four people, then 12 minutes. A minute for questions.
Monsoor, did you want to be on the staff, or were you just trying to tell me what time it was?
No, that's fine. I'll be happy to let Jonathan have a question. He just joined us, so I'm cool.
Okay. All right, so there's an objection to extending. There's an objection to extending for 10 minutes. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. Take the vote, please.
Okay, sorry, I had to unmute. This is a voting on 10-minute extension. Grace passes. Okay. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Okay. John votes yes. Let's see. Gary Boast. Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave. Can't hear you, Adriana. Make sure everybody's unmuted, Nancy. Robin Collier.
Yes.
Okay. Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris Foch, yes. Bill Crozier passes. Joseph Davis?
Under protest, yes.
Joseph Foch, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Foch, yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes, under protest.
Benito Foch, yes. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Jan passes. Yes. William Heerwagen?
Yeah, under protest for the meeting, I vote yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Under the protest of this weird majority, no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. I think you left the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Under duress, yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Nancy, come back to you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees?
Abstained.
Tom abstains. Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Going back to see who we missed. Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Grace, I think you passed. Well, you already passed. Do you need to vote now?
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Hey, Grace votes yes. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
Under protest, I vote yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier abstains. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Jan abstains. Ken Laufer?
I vote no.
Ken votes no. Didn't hear from Tony Leon. Carol Travis, didn't hear you.
I'm trying to vote no. Can you hear me?
Okay. Carol votes no. Okay, let me go back and count. We have 12 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Grace?
This is Grace. I'd like to change my vote to abstain.
Okay, vote to abstain. Okay, so that'll be 11 yes, 4 no, and 3 abstentions, 4 abstentions. Jared, do you wish to vote? Nancy? I think you're muted.
I'm sorry, I abstain.
Okay, so let's, what did I say? I think it's 5 abstentions. Yeah, 5 abstentions. Okay, so it's approved. Motion to extend. I think you're muted again, Nancy.
Chris Corey, you have the floor. Please take no more than a minute to ask your question. Chris? Hello, Chris? Chris, Corey? Chris is on the line. I see him, but I don't hear him. So we're going to go to Jan, and then we'll go back to Chris if he let us know he's there. Go ahead, Jan.
I cede my time to Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan, you have a minute to ask your question, and we'll run back to Chris and Jan.
My question is...
Jonathan Alexander?
Can you hear me?
You're a little muffled.
Is that better?
Yes.
A little better.
Yes. Okay. The bottom line is this. If I'm the only person who thought that this meeting and most meetings, especially off of a national level, were a waste of time, I would stop talking right now and would never have got on this. You know all this is a waste of time. You know, Matt, you just don't want to give this up. The bottom line is the boards need to be completely different than what they are if they exist at all. That's why I went to the Attorney General to try to get rid of this. The bottom line is that there's nothing that governance in Pacifica that will equal the CPD funding. And as I understand my fiduciary place to listen to what this is saying. But all of us didn't really want an executive director.
Jonathan, you're breaking up. Jonathan, you're breaking up very seriously. You can hear like every other word.
Of course. Sorry, I'm in a bad spot. Is that any better?
Yes, it's better.
My point is, you know these numbers are correct. We struggle to make quorum at every election. That's because the listeners could not possibly, mathematically speaking, care less about governance. Governance produces nothing but lawsuits and shows that never go off the air. As staff rep, 95% of the staff see governance as the problem. At least half of the people in this line do. People on this phone call right now know this meeting is a waste of time. Listen to what Nancy Jackson is trying to tell you. He has more experience than anybody at this. That's right. That's all I have to say. And I'm going to go ahead and get off this call and go back to something very important. Have a good evening, people.
Thank you, Jonathan. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Chris
Torrey. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a one-issue person on this board, I'm afraid. My main issue here, the reason I'm here, the reason I've stuck around this long, the reason I am continuing to run is to get a handle around the debt and to get it repaid. And so that's my main issue, and I'm just inquiring with Maxie as to whether there is a strategic plan for repaying the debt, and if not, if it is a priority for management to do so. Those are yes or no questions if you choose to answer them that way, so this might not take you more than a minute to respond.
Yeah, what I mentioned earlier, it's not yes or no because it's a little qualified. What I mentioned to you earlier on when I did my report is that me and Nancy previously, and I will meet again when I'm in the Berkeley area, and then we have another meeting scheduled by phone with a company called Public Media Company. Mark Hand is their executive director. And we're outlining for the purpose of the board somewhere between 10 and 15 options, scenarios, if you will, to address the debt in a sizable way. Everything from a sort of one effort that would knock it all out to minor efforts that over the course of time would do the trick. But there's a lot of options for us to entertain, and through the work of a public media company, I think we'll have a better grip on it. I also think it's a combination that if we put best practices of financial management, accounting, and revenue generation per the greater public membership, and just employing better practices and how we handle our business, that combination should allow us to handle the debt in a appropriate manner. I'm not as afraid of the debt as I think a lot of other people are, because I just don't think it's such a significant amount considering the markets we serve and the potential we have to raise money if we get our act together.
Well, if you'll forgive me for saying so, this is the same line I've been hearing for 3 years, and I would really like a more concrete answer than that. So I look forward to your report. But I would treat this issue more seriously were I in your position. Thank you.
Well, I think your mistake is to assume it's not being taken seriously. What I'm saying to you is I've been here a little over 3 months. We are moving
forward.
Excuse me,
sir, you said you weren't taking it all that seriously. I'm just repeating you, okay?
I said I'm not as fearful.
Okay, that's how I interpret it.
I'm not as fearful.
Great. That was a great conversation. Thank you. Jan, would you like to to ask your question now?
No, I'd like to move the agenda. I don't want to take any time. Thank you.
Okay. Was there anyone else that had a question?
Then, I would like to move the agenda. And not open it up to additional people, please.
We weren't going to go past the
agenda. Mansoor, where are we? How much time do we have left of the 10-minute extension?
Four minutes.
I move.
Okay.
Can we just...
Jan moved that we move on to the next item. Any objections? Okay. That means that includes the second.
I have a question on this, Madam Chair.
What's your question?
Yes, it's something that I'm sorry, but it's something that I heard. The board is not supposed to serve the list. It's supposed to serve the listener, not the staff. And the unqualified and the one that is making really the using the money and wasting the money and not being not professional are a bunch of staff, not all of them, but a bunch of staff. And one of the problems, they don't want any controls. That's the main thing. The board are just representing the listeners, not the staff. And really, that is very easy to try to blame on the board or on the governance what the problem is, the product. When you don't have listeners, the radio station have one situation. The radio station have just listeners. The product that we have. If we don't have a good product, obviously we don't have listeners. It's not because of governance. It's because of the product. And I agree with you, Maxi, that we need professionals as a staff. We need professionals working in the foundation. We have little to do with the board. It's very easy. Everybody blames the board because the board, in such a way, sometimes try to control or try to see what is the problem in the station.
Okay.
Why we are not receiving enough
question.
That is the problem.
Yeah,
what's your question? All right. Thank you, Adrian. Your members up.
I can respond. Can somebody
go ahead.
Mute? There's a lot of back noise.
I'm going to mute everyone again that's not speaking.
Adriana,
there's only 1 minute left.
And I'll be brief.
Thank
you. Adriana, the solution is not single-handed. It's all of those things at once. I hope that you see my vision statement. I hope that you've had a chance to review it. I'm not blaming the board as the exclusive issue, but let's be real clear. It is one of the primary issues, and I'm talking board governance at all stages. We need better programming. We have people who believe in programming architecture that's outdated. We have people who believe that program schedules should be patchwork when it's a proven enterprise for failure. There's a reason why we're the number 40th station in a market of 43 stations in a market that I'm not going to name tonight, but you cannot program our stations in the way that we did back 30, 40 years ago and expect that you're going to be relevant to audiences of today. We've got a lot of work to do. I've outlined what I think are ways to get there. Many of the committees, the programming committee has done a lot of that work as well, and I think we have a positive future, but we're going to have to make some tough decisions on how we invest, what we invest in, how we're structured, so that we can get to that place. Because right now, we've got a lot of prohibitive elements, things that get in the way of progress. And last point on the board and how it relates to the staff, a good board, again, should be leveraged. It should be able to be leveraged by the staff for everything from engagement with the community to revenue sources to fundraising, to influence into the community. That's what a good board provides. And what I've heard around the country is that none of our boards provide that for our stations. That can be modified. That can be changed. But we have got to have the will to do that. I'm out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Next item is the committee reports. We have like 13 minutes left before midnight. So we might need another extension of the past midnight, and that will take 2/3. So if we want to get through all these committee reports, we need to, we'll need to do that, just to let you all know, and we'll also try to keep everything brief on these reports. So first, I have affiliate, audit, coordinating, finance, governance. Any of those have reports? Audit committee have a report? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to unmute everyone. Excuse me. Let me do that. Sorry.
This is Grace. I'd like to make a one-minute report.
Okay. And this is for the audit committee?
Yes, audit committee.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Audit,
go ahead.
Because the auditor suggested that we take less time on the 2017 audit, which will give us a somewhat negative audit report, comparatively speaking. He suggested that we do that in order to proceed more rapidly to the 2018 audit, which will probably be more favorable to us. And weighing all the different options, the audit committee decided to go with that option. The audit committee decision does not have to be approved by the PNC. The audit committee has autonomy over those decisions. I'd just like to ask Carol if I'm stating this correctly.
Can I be heard?
Who's on the committee?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you, Carol.
Okay, because I've been talking for a while when I wasn't heard. I sent the audit committee resolution that we passed, and people can read it, and it's exactly what Grace said. That's all for that report, I think.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Adriana, what's your question?
Okay, one second. Adria, and Grace and Carol, are you finished with your report?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, William, and then Adriana, was that correct?
Yes.
Adriana, you're also on the audit committee, right?
Yes.
Did you have anything to add to that?
After that,
did you have anything to add to the audit?
I will speak about the issue when it's my time to ask my question.
Nancy,
okay,
Adriana,
but did you have anything? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, William, go ahead.
Okay. I'd just like to say there is no such thing in the bylaws that the audit committee has complete autonomy over anything, with the possible exception, and most chairs of the audit committee haven't over the years taken advantage of it, is the only thing they have sole discretion over, maybe, is the selection of the actual audit firm. But this other statement that, anything the audit committee does is autonomous is totally incorrect. Please check your bylaws. I'm not going to go quote them to you, but there's nothing in there like that. Thank you. So, in other words, this has...
Thank you, William. Okay.
...by the PNB.
Adriana? Thank you, William. Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're very muffled, but I can hear you.
I'm very muffled, too?
I can hear you. I can hear you, okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I agree. First of all, I agree with William. Somebody needs to go and read the bylaws because it's nothing. It's not committee. The audit committee is part of referred to the board. But I have other question because I really worry a lot about, and it's how could it be that since 2012, I listened to the open meeting of the last audit committee, and I really worry, and I hope that the whole PMB should listen to that audit committee and listen to the auditors and listen to the MTA people, because one of the problems is that since 2012, and I think that I can point at least 100 of my emails, send it to everybody every time, the same deficiencies that have been since 2012, at least in the controls, in every audit, is still there. And I believe that we keep having the same answer. Well, that will be solved for the next one. And in the meantime, we are, sweeping under the rug all the difficulties. And like you said, politics again, we can tell the board that the governance is the problem. Then if it's not any of us and any governance, the employees, some of them don't know what the heck they are doing, and some of them do, but they are not doing it for the good of the foundation. Who have the controls? Who will be the controls?
Bill for
stop
the stack.
Yelling on top of me. Okay. Stop yelling. Okay.
This is great. I want personal privilege. I'd like to make a point.
Okay.
Personal privilege.
Thank you, Adriana. Go ahead.
Is this
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to say that Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, Point G, says, an audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the Foundation's books and shall not include Finance Committee members. I suggest that we look at this more closely. There's also all other information about the audit committee. If we need to have the board ratify anything, that should be taken up in the next meeting. The audit committee report, it had no time on this agenda. I think that it's out of order to take up any more time on this item. I only wanted to give a one-minute report. And I suggest we move on immediately to the personnel committee so we can get something done in this meeting that's productive.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I want to answer to that, saying that the bylaws are clearly that the audit committee is under Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors. And let's take some three standing committees. It means each a committee of the board.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Bill?
Well, it's just that she's gone way over. It's just that she's gone way over time limit. So, okay. But
okay,
I agree with Grace.
Well,
let's go on for personnel.
Well, all right. So let's go on. If there, okay. So now we're going to go to. I'm sorry. The current personnel committee report and motion. Dan, is that you?
We can ask Wayne Lark that is part of that committee too. Thank you.
I'm asking the chairs. Okay, so she's not there. Wayne, can you give the report for the and the motion for the personnel committee?
Sure. First off, I'd like to cite that the committee met without a quorum initially, and I believe that may be a violation of the Open Records, Open Meetings Act. Secondly, I believe the committee did vote
Mr. Lark has no authority to report on the committee, and he's not telling.
He has no authority to interrupt me after you've given me the floor.
You are wrong.
Miss the correction. You have no authority to interrupt me while I'm speaking.
Nancy, Jan is muted.
Well, Jan is not even on the call.
Let's get the
correction. You said initially there wasn't quorum. I'm assuming that means there was after.
He was on the call for several minutes. Why are you asking him to give a report?
Madam Chair, can you ask
him? He's out of order.
Let me answer, Alex. If Dwayne had declined, I would have asked you next. So what's quorum for that committee?
It's six members on the committee. Let's do the math.
Bill for the stack.
So the quorum is four. Quorum is four. I saw there were four members on the call.
There were.
So
Madam Chair, Bill.
Nancy.
I think that there was quorum. Yes.
Nancy Jan says that
Jan
she hears the call on her phone, that she is on the call, and that she's muted.
Bill, may I make a motion to extend time?
Okay. All right. I have a motion to extend time for how long, Bill?
15 minutes.
Dwayne Lark objects.
Okay.
Jan is here. Can you hear me now?
Why
there you are. Okay, one second, Jan. Okay. Great. I don't see you on the call, so I guess you must have patched in with someone, but that's okay, too. So how much time did you want to extend for, Bill?
15 minutes, please.
For a second.
To do anything. Mansoor, seconds.
Okay. Okay, and we have an objection for please take the vote. I listened to your point of order. Tell me what rule is being broken, please.
What were you saying, Nancy? I didn't understand.
Benito was trying to make a point of order, and now he's no longer on the call. So I don't know what happened.
I'm here again. Hello, it's Jan.
How can
we? We're trying to get an extension so that you can give your report. If Benito would have to call back in, he's not on the call. All right, so. I heard an objection to the extension, so please take the vote, Bill.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? I think he left the call. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Robin Collier?
Adriana is not on the call.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Benito. I was trying to speak and I was kind of muted.
This is Jan. Can you hear me now?
All right, so you're going to have to wait a minute. Benito, you're going to have to wait a minute. We're in the middle of a vote. And then I'll take your point of order.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I can hear you. We're in the middle of a vote. All right, no one has the floor. I'd like you to come to order, please. Okay, so right now we are in the middle of a vote to extend tonight for 15 minutes. And Adriana, how do you vote?
Madam Chair, I have a point of order about this, which I was trying to make when I was cut off and muted.
We're in the middle of a vote. You can make your point of order after we vote.
My point of order will be mute after we vote. It's not my fault that I got cut off.
continue with the...
Okay, what's your point of order, Benita?
The point of order, Madam Chair, is that when Crozier or whoever went to make this motion, it was already 12:02. And so, therefore, it is...
No.
Well,
Thank you, Benito. When Bill made the point of order, my clock said 11:58. Okay, I got your point of order, Benito. When I heard Bill make the motion for extension, it was 11:58 on my computer. It is now 12:02 on my computer. And so he did it before midnight. So your point is not well taken. Okay. And we could have taken that up after the vote, Benito. Okay, just to let you know. Okay, we have the vote. How do you vote, Benito?
Can you state the motion, please?
We're extending for 15 minutes.
Motion. Okay, so I vote no on the protest.
Thank you. Okay.
Benito, let's know. Let's see, Adriana, I didn't hear her vote.
Dan Goodman is back.
Adriana, I'm off the call now.
Okay.
Various people are getting dropped from the call.
Dan Goodman,
okay, we'll
go ahead. Can you hear
me? We'll come back to the people who missed. Yeah, but let me continue with the roll.
We do hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, Jan.
Okay, everyone, don't speak unless Mr. Secretary calls your name, please. Thank you.
Okay, Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Your protest, no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. So you already got Benito is no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagon?
Beyond the protest for the meeting, vote no.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yeah.
Is that a yeah? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
On the protest of this meeting, no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon? We left the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Under stress, yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Alex passes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back. Jonathan Alexander, I think he left the call. Gary Boast? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana.
She's off the call somehow. She needs to get back on. She was on, and then she got off again.
Okay. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Ken votes no. Let's see. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes.
Yes.
Let's see. I didn't hear from Jonathan, Gary, Adriana, Tony, any of you there? Okay.
Can anybody hear me now?
Okay,
I can hear you, Adriana. How do you vote? Quick, before you get lost again. Go ahead and vote, Adriana.
How many
are you voting?
Would be dropped. I don't know even what the heck.
How do you vote? How do you vote, Adriana? How do you vote?
She's asking.
With extending time. The vote is for motion to extend time for 15 minutes.
Okay,
yeah, Final meeting.
Fine.
I think you're the last person to vote.
There's one more.
Oh, there's one more? Who's that?
Ken Laufer, I believe he passed.
I have a point of information. My question is, will the 15 minutes be, at the end of the 15 minutes, will be at the end of the entire meeting? I have to go to sleep.
It's 15 minutes from when we finish this, 15 minutes from after we finish this vote.
Right. Will that be the end of the meeting then? That's my question.
Unless we have another extension.
Okay, yeah, then I'll vote yes. I changed my vote.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'd record you as pass. And Adriana, was she trying to vote? No?
No.
I wasn't clear. Was that a no?
I vote
that Adriana?
No.
Adriana, how do you vote?
Okay.
I vote
right,
no
thank you.
Under protest.
Okay, I got you as a no.
Okay,
let me
thank
count.
You. Thank you. We got it.
Let me count. Okay, we have 12 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. Chair, how do you wish to vote? Nancy?
Sorry, I was muted. I vote yes.
Okay, so it'll be 13 yes, 5 no.
Okay, so we need 2/3 to extend. I believe that's 2/3.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Jan, go ahead with your, we are extended for 15 minutes, Mansoor. Jan, go ahead with your report, please.
Yes, okay.
And could you clarify the point about
Yes, the people who were present at the meeting on Tuesday were Maskula from WPFW, Alex from WBAI, Jan from KBFK, and then Dwayne got on from KPFT. So Afia Nwangaza had been on that committee, but since she was... you know, at the end of her term, she's no longer there, so she does not, she's not part of the committee anymore, so that the committee was then down to, and Maxie Jackson was there, so the committee was down to, either 5 people if the ED is not considered, or 6 people if he is, and there were 4, people, 4 out of 5 directors there, so there was definitely a
quorum. Okay. I think Sophia was still director
Even if Dwayne were not there, there were 3 out of 5 people.